कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्षिते नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सर्वभक्ताय नमः।
Up to what time we should continue?
Because
our bus has been contracted for
8:30.
You will have to give up
left this place.
We are giving prasad to the devotees.
Then we should finish all prasadam and everything within 8 hours.
Yes.
8:30 ke andar hi mein karna padega na? 8:30 तक ही गाड़ी रहेगी ना बस, इसके बाद में या 10-5 मिनट रुकेगी, ऐसा बात नहीं है ना?
बोल कर गया है, बोल कर गया ड्राइवर की साथ 8:00 तक आप लोग होना चाहिए, हमको बाहर जाना
है। देन वी विल हैव यू विल हैव ऑल टू लिव विद इन 8:30, सो वी शुड फिनिश एवरीथिंग विद इन दैट, सो टाइम इज सो शॉर्ट।
We can pack the prasad and take with us.
What?
We can
pack the prasad and take with us.
Food for the soul, food for the soul, and food for the body after.
Yes. Now it is 7. 1 hour Hari Katha.
Yes.
After that you can take half hour. Or taking. I want to tell you something which is so much needed for advancement in Krishna consciousness. Those devotees who have been initiated, even Harinam, and if they are worshipping deities, Gaur Nityanand, Jagannath, Baldev, Bhadra, or Radha and Krishna, they should try to worship and doing aarti, following the regulations. Not that people are giving land offering in aarti. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour giving this. Then Krishna will be tired, and the devotee will be tired, and he will say, "Oh, what?" So don't do this. Only 14 times. No? Some to mouth, some ear, and some hole. So all together 14 times. No? Otherwise Krishna will be tired, and we old persons, all devotees also will be tired. We can understand like that. It is only for the lamb, 14 times. For oneself. It is not that you should give in 14 times. 4 times, 5 max.
3 times,
and all. No? Also, signing 1 hour back, because in cold days, then Krishna will feel some coldness. So don't go for that. Also for signing.
Or Mayur Pakha Gurudev.
Mayur
Peacock Feather.
Peacock Feather. You should not give to Gurudev. Mali took Radha Krishna. And if needed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mali in not giving
Peacock Feather,
peacock feather in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nityananda. Don't do. It is especially for Krishna.
Thakur Aarati Gurudev.
You should फर्स्ट टू आरती ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्ण और चैतन्य महाप्रभु नित्यानंद प्रभु गौर गदाधर और जगन्नाथ एंड देन रेमिनेंट इट शुड बी गिवन टू गुरुदेव नॉट दैट फर्स्ट गिव टू गुरुदेव एंड देन टू राधा कृष्ण डोंट डू बट इन ऑफरिंग महाप्रसादम यू शुड ऑल्सो गिव इट टू राधा एंड कृष्ण और चैतन्य महाप्रभु फर्स्ट एंड रेमिनेंट शुड बी गिवन टू ऑल दी सखीज and associates of Krishna and after that it should be given to Guru. Not that you should offer Gurudev and the remnant should be given to Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't do this. This is offense. Understand? So don't do all these things. Also, you should remind that at the time of cooking, you should always remind that Srimati Radhika is cooking. We are only
helper.
And when to offer Krishna, call Gurudev. And Gurave Nama Swagatam Swagatam. Like that tea here. And I am giving in your hands and you should offer to Radha and Krishna. He will give to Srimati Radhika and Radhika will offer to Krishna. This is correct way. You can utter the mantra only and offer it to Gurudev, not to take himself but to offer Radha and Krishna. Like you are like a servant there. So all remind all these things. At the time of offering, you should only use the mantra that I have given to you. The process. Don't bancha kalpata rubhyasya pripasindhu bhayoja.
No brahmanna devaya.
No brahmanna devaya. It is pranam mantra of Krishna. Not offering. So offering mantra should be uttered there. Not other. Also at the time of arati, no nishing arati. First, Radha Krishna Jugal Milan R. Gora Chandra, Jai Jai Arati Kasobha, these. And after that you can do pranam to nishing dev by that mantra. Ito nishinga, parso nishinga, or any mantra you like to do pranam. Also you should try to observe after Archan Pujan or after Guru Mantra Sandhya, you should pour water in Tulasi and do four parikrama of the temple, with temple Tulsi Maharani or without temple, alone to Srimati Tulasi. And at that time you can sing Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namo. Or my Gurudev has written in any song, you can tell me. So try to follow as it is our regulation. I think in the beginning, Swamiji could not give attention so much on these things. Only he impressed and told that you should be always uttering Krishna Naam, Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda. And he gets no so much attention all these things. So now you are some advance, you should give attention on all these things. Secondly, I want to explain this slope of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami. From all beginners. Adau Shabdha Tata Sadhusan Ata Bhajan Kriya Tato Anathana Vritti Tato Nishtha Ruchit Tata Tata Bhavo Atha Sakti Atha Bhavo भुदन्ति अतः साधकानां अयं प्राणो भवेत् इफ् यु कनेक्ट् रिमेम्बर् मेमोरैज् यु केन् आल्सो नो दि मीनिङ्ग् but the preacher should memorize all these things. Also devotees should memorize because it is very important, and thus we should develop our Krishna consciousness. Adau shraddha. What is shraddha? We should know. Adau sadhu sangha. Association of Vaishnavas. By that he will do some sukriti. By giving him water, sweet water, obeying him, by listening him, by giving anything necessary to him, like cloth, like shoes, like anything to help him in Krishna consciousness, serving his Gurudev, serving Krishna, you can help. And that help, knowingly, unwillingly, it will be sukriti. And if it is, it will be so gathered together, then sadhu sangha, automatically Krishna will arrange. There are two kinds of sadhu sangha, association of Vaishnava, knowingly and unwillingly. First it will become that we are don't know the power of sadhu sangha association. Anyhow, it is written in Shastra and we are doing giving. This is like Laukiki Shraddha. This is like Laukiki Shraddha, you know? What?
Worldly, with some material sentiment.
Yes. Like doing pranam to others, in the same way doing to pranam to others. Giving some donation to others, giving same donation to Vaishnavas also. So these kinds of sadhu sangha, but it will not do so much. Gradually by knowing, that the aim and object of the life to serve Krishna. Without this, anything of the world cannot save me from death and birth, suffering and sorrow. So we must serve Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you are not serving, you are donating so much. You are doing all kinds of good activities, but of no use, you will have to go to hell because you are not serving Krishna and any of Ramchandrarini. So, in the Shastra it has been written like so. If anyone serving his father and mother, giving so much donation, also going from him, knowing ways, doing so much austerities, making lakhs and lakhs yajna, fire yajna, but it will not do if you are not chanting, remembering and serving Krishna. It is like zero. Service of Krishna is like one, and another, all these things are like zero. If one is taken off, lakhs and lakhs have no zero, no value at all. So if you are serving Krishna, chanting, remembering all these things, then service of father, mother and all will go ten. But if I am doing all these things, but not serving Krishna, chanting, remembering, doing other things, then no use. You will have to go in hell and you will have to be still suffering and sorrows. So, when his object he knows that if I am not going to obey and not to serve Krishna, then I will have to suffer so much. So I must serve Krishna, chant and all this. This is like a shraddha. This is called shraddha. That if this mood becomes so much strong in heart, that if my whole affluence, my whole money, my everything is going on no harm, but I will have to serve Krishna. This is more valuable than all these things. Because if you are not giving up now, they will give up you in the oldness and at the time of birth. They will surely give up you. They cannot give any little bit of happiness and peace of mind. They never give you. So this end and object is fixed, then it may be told that the seed of bhakti has come. What is that seed? Serving of, the mode of serving Krishna. The tendency or the wish to serve Krishna. This is called
sorrow.
Outer his symptoms is like, if anyone will tell that you should not chant, I will chant. Like Haridas Thakur, he was beaten in 22, but he never stopped. He was ready to die, to give up his life. You know how Prahlad Maharaj, his father, who brought up him, he told that you cannot utter Krishna's name, but he was not stopped. Again and again his father wanted to warn him not to do all this, but he never heard of it. His father wanted to kill him by so many means, but he was failed. At last he was put to death. So this is called shraddha. We should take a barometer in your heart and give here, and then see, measure it, whether this kind of shraddha has come or not. If this shraddha has come, that you should surely, you will advance in Krishna consciousness. So we should try to make it. Because so many births will come and go, appellants will come and go, money will come and go, father and mother, they will come and go. But this, Shobhagya,
fortune,
never come again. The time which went forever, it will go forever. It will not return. Galosai divas,
na
si de ar,
eve Krishna ki upar.
Krishna has mercifully given this body. We can test everything in other births. This man's set is especially for doing bhajan, nothing else. So if this strongness comes, then anyone cannot stop his Krishna bhajan. So this is the men see, this is the platform of bhajan. But yet we have shraddha, but it is so not so cheap. It is not has become up to the stage of nishtha. It is like somewhat
shaky.
Yes. If a wind will come, the lamp will do like this, say, and after that the dhap. So if there is a sadha like this and sadhu sangha is there, then you gradually your sadha will be. But this sadha is of two kinds. From beginning, only hearing from shastra that if I am not going to do any bhajan, then I will have to suffer so much. This kind of sadha takes us in the way to Vaidhi Bhakti. It is not so prabala,
not so strong.
Not so strong. But the hearing Harikatha, like you are hearing here to me, always the pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so beautiful. How gopis are serving Krishna, how sakha are serving Krishna, how Mother Yashoda is serving Krishna. Hearing, if a tendency comes in our heart that I should serve Krishna like Mother Yashoda, I should serve Krishna like cowherd's wife, I should serve Krishna like gopis, I should serve like Hanuman, I should serve Krishna like Arjun, Partha. All are Raganuga Prithi. All. But not of Praja. All are not of Praja. But yet they are all Raganuga. In all this, the gopis more towards Krishna serving, this mood is superior than all. Supreme. If the sadha is there, but you are not associating of with other qualified, more superior Vaishnavas, then again it will be dry. So we should try to in sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha is of two kinds: Granth Bhagavat and Bhakta Bhagavat. Bhakta Bhagavat is more essential, but where there is no Bhakta Bhagavat, then you can take the shelter of Granth Bhagavat. What is Granth Bhagavat? Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all these are. So when the superior class of association, sadhu sangha is not available, then we can do the sangha of Bhagavad Gita. But you know that it has been written there, Jaha Bhagavat Pada Vaishnava Sthane. You should read Bhagavatam to
under guidance of Vaishnava.
Under guidance of Vaishnava. So we should always remember all these things. If a sadha is there, then what will be the effect of that sadha? What will be? By association of Vaishnava. This sadha wants something. First, I should go to any bona fide guru. Sadhu sangha will tell this. Bona fide guru, you should go. If there is no bona fide guru, you cannot advance an inch. What to an inch? Not a little weight. So always there has been told, and all shastra, jasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, jasya prasadan nagati chuto. Sakshat haritvena samasta shastra. Everywhere it is said that guru is like Krishna himself. So we should go and give our heart, mind, intelligence and everything in his lotus feet. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Gaya, you know Gaya, when he went? He went to Gaya before his taking renounce order. And he went, met there Ishwarpuri. And he fell flat on the lotus feet of Ishwarpuri path. And he told that, I am offering myself my body, mind, soul, everything in your lotus feet. Please be merciful to me. I want to obey you. Then he gave him Krishna mantra, Gopala mantra. So, when there is a Shraddha, when it will be matured something, then he will have to go to any qualified Vaishnava, realize something, knowing all the Shastra qualified, that he may not fall in future. Because if he falls in the future, now you will see that so many problems are there. So you should take the qualities of Guru in Shastra and then you can select any good Guru, qualified Guru. Then by him you will know what are the function of devotees. There are 64 kinds of activities, bhakti anga. So you should try to follow all these things. If you cannot follow 64 kinds of bhakti, then you should try to follow
nine kinds
of bhakti. Shramanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakshatma nivedanam. At first, Atmanivedan is of two kinds. First to Guru and last to Krishna. At first you should give yourself unconditionally surrender unto the lotus feet of your Gurudev. And then chant, remember, and all do nine kinds of bhakti or five kinds. Five kinds, you know? Five kinds? Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Bhag, Srimurti. One of these. And go on practicing bhakti like this. By doing one of the nine or five, you can attain Krishna bhakti. One of them. But in nine, three are
prominent.
Shramanam, Kirtanam, among three,
one
Harinam Sankirtan. If you are doing Harinam Sankirtan, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, all nine and 64 kinds of bhakti will be done. But don't neglect Vaishnava, Guru, and try to observe and see that whether you are doing the offenses in the Naam, like 10 kinds of Namaparas. Try to always be careful for that. If you are doing any of the 10 Namaparas, then your heart will dry. Always try to honor Vaishnavas who are really Vaishnavas. And you think that they are only cheaters, not Vaishnavas, then you can do pranam for very long distance and try to follow real Vaishnava and honor. If you are Madhyamadhikari, you can honor three kinds of, giving honor to three kinds of Vaishnavas. So you should learn all these things. Those who are favorable for bhakti, you should only adopt. And those who are unfavorable, you should always reject. You should not take anything which is not favorable of bhakti. A man, anything, prasadam, or anything that is not favorable, we should not. When you will be matured, when nistha and ruchi and asakti or bhava will come, then at that time you will never worship Ram also, who is Krishna himself. No Jagannath,
No shankar, not anything. But when will be mature, then you will worship only the what? Associates of Krishna, like Sadashiv or Gopeshwar Mahadev. In that sense, it will turn your mood. Gopis, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Yamuna, Govardhan, all these are associates of Krishna. So we should try to follow all this. When you are following all like this, this is called bhajan, kriya. If you are doing bhajan kriya, understand?